Earlier this month, China added soybeans to the list of U.S. products subject to new tariffs. Bloomberg's Shruti Singh joins me from Chicago. Shruti, welcome.
Thanks so much.
I have talked in the last 2 months a lot about how other commodities are being affected by rising global protectionism, but it's really interesting to me that Steve Mnuchin, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, has actually tweeted that he follows the soybean market every day. Why are soybeans so important in this U.S.-China trade dispute?
So we're not just talking about edamame and tofu, right? So soybeans are a staple crop that are used for a variety of different things, from cooking oil to feed for hogs. And China is the biggest consumer of soybeans because of those reasons. Higher income, strong economic growth has meant that its population has been eating more meat, namely pork. And in response to that, partly, farmers in Brazil, the U.S. have expanded their production, and now you're seeing how interconnected these two markets are. The U.S. sells more than half of its crop overseas, and most of that goes to China. And for the first time in 15 years, China isn't expected to increase its imports. Next year, they're actually expected to have lower imports than, you know, the year before.
And so you mentioned Brazil as well. So there's this kind of three-way trade that goes on. As protectionism rises between the U.S. and China, how are the global trade flows affected?
So Brazil and the U.S. are the two major suppliers in the export market for soybeans. And those are the two major suppliers for China. Now, because of the tariffs that China has placed on U.S. soybeans earlier this month, China has been trying to buy more soybeans from Brazil. And what has that meant? That means higher premiums for Brazilian soybeans and lower prices for U.S. soybeans.
And I mentioned Steve Mnuchin. As we get through the summer and the U.S. harvest, what are people expecting from Washington?
So the Treasury Secretary isn't the only person in the administration that's watching soybeans. The Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, is also talking about them. And I talked to Arlen Suderman, an economist at INTL FC Stone, about this, and here's what he had to say.
Soybeans in the United States are primarily grown in states that help swing the electorate President Trump's way in the last election. So many of the states that are key soybean producers are states that the presidency of China would like to target in applying maximum political pressure on President Trump in this trade war that the two have entered into.
So heading into the fall, not only are the next few months going to be important for the development of the crop, but also farmers' outlook on the markets, trade, as well as the midterm elections.
Shruti, thank you very much. That's what we're watching in commodities for the week ahead. In Toronto, I'm Danielle Bokov.